You're listening to episode number 1810 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
How you doing today? Doing all right? A little bit all right?
Been a little bit of all right.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
All right. Wednesday morning.
Time for me to test all day for people. Wearing plastic all day. Nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
It's a fashion statement.
I'm sure it is. All right. Some random facts today. Michael Phelps. You know Michael Phelps, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that he swims slower than a manatee? Yes. Yes, he does. Those big, plump sea cows.
Yes.
Manatees.
His peaceful little creatures.
They are. His top swimming speed is 6 miles per hour, which is pretty damn fast when you think about it. But manatees can top out at 20 miles an hour
Whoa.
If they want to. Whoa, man, that's fast.
They get their freak on.
I know, right? Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Is technically considered a desert, which makes it the largest desert on the planet.
Okay.
The word grima describes the feeling you get when you hear fingernails on a chalkboard.
Grima?
Grima, G-R-I-M-A, or a knife scratching a plate. Grima. That's called grima. And I mean, it even sounds bad, doesn't it?
I can take the nails on the chalkboard far better than I can take silverware scratching on a plate.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I got goosebumps now.
And Michigan was the last state where cops were allowed to have sex with prostitutes during investigations. Wow, they only ended that policy in 2017. I'm just reading this for the first time. The last state. Like, there were other states where that was allowed.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Got no words for that are arable.
I do.
Arable
cops,
on
you know, the old saying, cops have the best drugs. Well.
And the best women's.
And I always believe the best things in life are free. All right. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
I'm going to say the Who Cares News is better than that.
Nah, it's not.
Well, Dancing with the Stars have named their star dancers this morning.
God.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, boy.
Atop the list is no surprise.
Hmm.
You ready?
I'm ready.
She said yes.
She said yes to the
Carole
dance.
Carole Baskin.
No! Are you kidding
me? Yippers, that Carole Baskin from Tiger King.
What is the deal? I mean, people hate her. Doesn't ABC know people hate her?
Maybe it's some strange fascination.
I don't know. People hate her.
Maybe
she will get
her
voted off on the first day, the first night, even if she's good. I think people will go like, not that bitch. No way.
It'll be sad if she makes it a few rounds.
It won't be sad. It'll just be stupid.
That's true.
I mean, this is like Dancing with the Almost Stars.
Well, that's what it is.
She's not a star.
All right, so Backstreet Boy AJ McLean.
Wasn't he a game show host on Food Network or something? I think so.
Rapper Nelly.
Nelly, okay. He's got. He needs work.
Well, among all the other has-beens, I mean, stars.
Oh, yeah, stars. Excuse me. They're stars. Dancing with the Stars.
Figure skating legend and Food Network wedding cake judge, Johnny Weir.
What about Tara Lipinski? Oh, man.
Yeah, because they are best buds.
You know what? She might come and... No, that's not going to be in any audience.
Oh, huh. True.
Huh.
They'll probably do it.
Maybe
like a
they're being quarantined,
with
Johnny and Tara. You know, if I was Tara Lipinski's husband, I'd be way jealous. I think I'd be. No, I would. I'd be way jealous of their relationship. Not that I would be concerned about them doing anything, because you know it's Johnny. But you know, I would just be jealous of that relationship. They are BFFs. They are BFFs.
Yes, they are.
And a half.
All right, Super Bowl champion Vernon Davis.
Who did he play with? Besides the 49ers to get a Super Bowl ring, I'm
anyway,
trying to remember.
Bachelorette Caitlin Bristow.
Okay.
Anne Heche.
Oh, wow. When was the last time we heard from Anne Heche? Oh, my
and,
God.
A guy who really doesn't need much business, but he's going to do it anyway. Selling Sunset Real Estate, you know, because any form of, you know, marketing is marketing. Chrishell Stoss.
Have you ever watched Selling Sunset?
Once or twice.
I've not. But I've kind of watched some of those real estate reality shows.
From the Richies.
Amazing to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how much these places in New York and Manhattan, like, oh, yeah, we got a two-bedroom. It's got a view of Central Park. It's $4.8 million.
I just want the commission. I want a portion of the commission.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, they're on TV. So, yeah. You know, they get a show. One of those Discovery channels.
All right. So in case you're wondering, so that you can set your DVR, John Van Camp, Dancing with the Stars, with Tyra Banks, premieres September 14th.
Wow.
Now.
That was quick.
Kanye West. He's revealed.
Yes.
That even back in 2009,
yeah.
God gave him the information to interrupt Taylor Swift at the 2009 MTV VMAs.
No, uh-huh. No, Kanye, come on. Just stop talking.
So, stop talking, dude. God didn't tell him exactly.
No.
But Kanye said yesterday on his podcast that if God ain't want me to run on stage and say Beyonce had the best video, he wouldn't have set me in the front row. Okay, Kanye.
That was God put Kanye West in the front row of the VMAs in 2009.
Now, I know that for some people that they feel that the gospel is open for interpretation.
Well, and I get that.
And,
you know, I was raised Baptist. I get that interpretation thing because nobody interprets the Bible quite like the Baptists.
Oh, the Southern Baptists.
Oh, well, then that's even different. More different. I was going to say worse, but I can't say that. Because then there'd be lightning bolts coming down upon me. Verily, I say unto you.
They haven't happened yet. I'm still waiting.
You should stand on the other side of the glass.
I should.
Because I'm due. Me and Kanye, we're due for a little lightning.
It's like when someone gets a touchdown and they, like, you know, kiss up to God. It's like, you know, God's with everybody, not just you.
I don't think God gave you the touchdown, but whatever. God put him in the front row at the VMAs. I get it. Okay, right. Whatever.
So,
it had nothing to do with the fact that he was a huge star.
He also claims that he had never heard Taylor before.
He had never heard of Taylor before?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That he'd never heard Taylor before. And that he was only drinking Hennessy because he didn't want to go to the award show because it was a setup.
He was only drinking Hennessy. What else would he be drinking besides Hennessy?
And that was because he didn't want to go because it was all set up. Yeah, man.
Do you want to listen to that podcast? Nah, me either.
I have the strange fascination like I do to watch the Kardashians, but I know.
You know whose podcast I would listen to?
I don't know, Halle Berry?
I would listen to Halle Berry's podcast all day long.
Would you know?
I've seen her on talk shows and being interviewed when she's not being, you know, a character in a movie or whatever. And she seems like a real down-to-earth kind of girl.
Real stand-up kind of girl.
Yeah, she's just down-to-earth.
Bad choice of men, but other than that.
Well, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. She isn't the first. All right, speaking of bad choices, period, we'll be back tomorrow. With more
thread and a promise.
Have yourself a great day. See you then. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.